Now we've got Brian Mick. We're on with Brian Mick. Brian is the president of the Mick Law Firm in Omaha, Nebraska. They're a provider of independent due diligence and legal services for various broker-dealers and registered investment advisors throughout the country. They're very involved in the family office real estate investing business. Again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for helping us connect with Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks a bunch for having me tonight.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, we were doing our first part of the show was on 1031s. We're helping America get financed here at this conference. And what I really wanted to do was ask you, you know, people go out, they buy these real estate securities. They, you know, maybe they're investing in a limited partnership and they really don't know what goes into the due diligence on those kind of projects. Can you help us understand that a little better?
Sure, you bet. So I spent 10 years at a couple of large law firms doing commercial real estate finance and development work, and then moved in-house with the broker-dealer. It was kind of a boutique broker-dealer, probably a precursor to what, you know, might look like a family office today, the Werner Trucking family, W-E-R-N-E-R. I worked inside there for 3 years and really learned how to structure, you know, Reg D offerings, negotiate with developers, making sure we were pushing, you know, investor rights and reporting and the proper, you know, economic structure up front, kind of alignment of interests. And then most importantly is underwriting the assets. So first we kind of take a, you know, securities lawyer disclosure perspective. We look at, you know, not only the disclosure issues, but the structure, and then most importantly, underwriting the assets. We utilize our real estate underwriters on the real estate side to really research the market. On energy deals, we've got two petroleum engineers down in Dallas and a geologist out in Pittsburgh who helps with the energy stuff. And then we've got you know, private equity analyst internally with his resources. So it's really looking at the deal and then looking at the wrapper on the deal.
Yeah, it would seem to me that the first thing I'd want to know is, are the group's assumptions right? I mean, you've got folks that are understand market studies, feasibility studies, people that work for the big accounting firms, stuff like that.
Yeah, we do. We utilize, so our two underwriters work full time for Kiewit, which is a big Fortune 500 privately held company that has, you know, construction, real estate, and mineral interests all over the country. So they have a lot of not only local operating contacts, but brokerage and finance contacts. And then we'll utilize Reese, CoStar, you know, some databases to really underwrite the particular asset to the particular submarket. So if it's a, you know, Class B office building in, you know, Plano, Texas, we're not looking at the downtown CBD Dallas. We're looking north, you know, within a radius, understanding vacancies, understanding concessions, rental rates, et cetera.
Now, you know, I know you go out to a lot of the family office conferences. Do you have any events that you guys run yourself that might be coming up?
Well, we have annually we do an energy symposium down in Dallas in May, and then our big real estate meeting is coming up in Scottsdale, October 21 to 23. So there we're going to have, you know, a number of folks who are issuers or sponsors of various real estate investments that we've scrubbed that we think are quality. They'll be there. We'll have a number of educational panels, one on underwriting, one on state of the markets. We're going to do kind of a buy build or pref equity mezz analysis and panels in the multifamily space, in the senior living space, storage, and then we'll have a couple of lightning rounds on DSTs. You mentioned 1031 exchanges, the new kind of, you know, regulatory structure, if you will, or Delaware statutory trust for multiple owners. And then we'll have a lightning round on conservation easement investments that are, you know, have a development option, but also can involve a significant charitable contribution for, you know, a high net worth person that has a high income issue also.
So then who should attend this conference?
Well, I mean, we have a number of our broker-dealers and RIAs and a few family offices there. If you know, if they're a client or a prospective client of ours, it's gratis. It's a real good, you know, 2-day learning experience, and being in Phoenix in, you know, later October is not a bad thing to do.
So then, what would it be like if I was going to go out, buy a piece of property, wanted to put it in security? What would the process be like to get you guys to help me with my due diligence?
So are you talking about acquiring or developing and syndicating it yourself and raising capital, or are you talking about from the family office perspective, I'm thinking about making an investment with this developer or this sponsor?
Ooh, wow. Very well parsed. How about both?
Well, if you're looking to, you know, acquire, develop, and, you know, syndicate the equity, we do that on occasion. We have a treasure trove, as you might imagine, of documents from, you know, the largest law firms in the country: DLA Piper, Thompson & Knight, Dallas, you know, Baker McKenzie, Brian Kay, both in Chicago. So we're very well versed in putting the private placement memorandum together, the underlying, you know, operating agreement or limited partnership agreement, selling agreements, the Form D with the SEC, et cetera, qualifying the offering with various states. That's a very small part of our business, just because we're more valuable on the due diligence side for the firms that are looking to place capital, if you will. If somebody comes to us and is trying to raise equity through our client base, we send out an engagement letter. If it's somebody who plans on, you know, serial or programmatic offerings in a particular industry or asset class, we'll do what's called a sponsor opinion first, which is, you know, we visit the home, the corporate office. We interview all the C-level executives. We get a feeling for their not only strategic direction, you know, what's their view and how they structure their financing on deals. We're going to meet with the leasing and property management people. We're going to analyze their accounting systems, their IT security, interview their lawyers and accountants, do comprehensive background checks on everybody, officers, directors, 5% shareholders. We're going to pull files. We're gonna pull files of closed and cycled deals, and make sure that the IRRs and returns that have been advertised from historical performance are correct. And then we're gonna spit out a 40-page opinion to our clients on, hey, here's the history of this firm. We've validated their performance. You know, we've interviewed all the right people. Policies and procedures are correct. Protection of client or investor data is good. That's up to snuff. And then on the deal side, we're really, you know, we talked a little bit about the underwriting, and then we'll also obviously look at the offering document, the disclosures, the investor rights, et cetera, and we'll do a separate opinion on that. We'll look at the asset itself. We do our own Argus modeling. That's Argus is a popular software program in the commercial real estate industry. So we'll take market data that we research. We'll take the terms of the loan that, you know, might have been committed at this point, and we'll run our own numbers on a 10-year model. And then once we have the, you know, prospective asset performance at the asset level, we'll pour that into the partnership structure, right? So you have to determine whether there's a preferred return and what the split is, and whether there's, you know, intervals or waterfalls where the split between the GP or the sponsor and the investors, you know, might change. So, and then you make some assumptions, obviously, on disposition net operating income, disposition cap rates, transactional or frictional costs on the back end, and we tell our clients, here's what we think this deal will do, and not only what we think this deal will do, but this is how this deal compares with other investments we're looking at contemporaneously.
Can you stick with us and do another short segment, Brian? I know you're traveling, so do you got another 5-10 minutes for us?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll do a little bit of a little bit of music, a little bit of advertising, and then we'll be right back. And again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for putting this all together for us. Wanda, take it away.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come